Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you what to do when you have plenty tasks within limited time. That is to say, in your family, in your work, in your career, in your school, you find that you have so many things to do, yet you have limited time to accomplish them. This happens a lot of times, especially even now that the year is coming to an end gradually. That you have set targets for the year, you want to reach your target, and there are deadlines you want to reach before 31st December and all that. And you are now working very hard, and you find that, oh, there are so many things on my hand to do, yet I have just less than 20 days to get them done. Well, today is 3rd December 2016. Or you have less than 27 days to get those things done. And you are now wondering, oh, how do I get this done? How do I not get that done? And all that. Now, if you are in such a situation, or even aside this year, you just find that, oh, I have so many things to do in school, so many things to do in church, so many things to do at home, so many things to do in the village family meeting. And you have all of these things on your hand, yet you have limited time to accomplish them. What I want to share with you is what to do when you find yourself in such a situation. First, I'd like to remind you that a lot of people, they get confused when they find themselves in situations like that. They start wondering, which one do I do first? From the confusion, if it's not well handled, they become tensed. And if that tension is sustained and without getting much result, they become bitter. That bitterness, of course, begins to cause a lot of problems, both for the person working and those he or she work with. That is why the first thing I want to tell you is this. When you have so many tasks on your hand, yet have limited time to accomplish them, do not get bitter. Be calm. Now, let me tell you something about being calm. When you are calm and you're not tensed up, you are able to look at the whole situation clearly. You're able to think clearly, and you're able to remember what to do. It's at that state of calmness that your creativity can work the best, and you'll be able to be as initiative as possible so as to come up with solution to your problem of having so many things to do per time. Telling you to be calm doesn't solve the problem. A lot of us understand what to do many times, but the problem is, how do we do those things? And that's why I want to give you a suggestion on how to be able to calm yourself down. When you have so many work at hand, maybe those work are supposed to be yours, just tell yourself, I have to finish this work. Even if, whether I'm angry or not angry, whether they have given me this amount of work as a punishment or not, the important thing is that I have to finish this work. And you settle down and ask yourself, how do I start? Do you understand? Understand that getting angry, getting bitter does not change anything. Therefore, calm down and tell yourself, how do I get this thing done? In fact, if you're working for yourself, it's even worse. Because sometimes for me, if I find that I have so many things I need to write for Brigid World, and I have so many recordings or podcasts to do, and I still have to go to work in the morning, Monday to Friday. You know, those things are my personal matter. It doesn't concern my boss. It doesn't concern anybody. They are things, they're even jobs I created for myself to do. Therefore, getting better doesn't help you in any way. You just have to ask yourself, how do I get these things done? And I say, first thing is this, be calm. Don't get bitter about it. Another thing you have to do is this, don't do all the work at the same time. That is, don't start now. Okay, you say, well, let me write this thing. After, when you write small, maybe you write, I'm just using myself as an example. You write small, then you leave it. You say, you go outside, wash clothes more, come back. You know, you don't do that kind of thing. Outline every single thing you have to do, all the tasks facing you. Outline, okay, in the morning I'm supposed to go for women prayer meeting from 8 o'clock to 12, 3 o'clock. I'm supposed to be at work. So when I go to work, normally on Fridays, our work is half day. So when there is no traffic, nobody is coming, no customer is coming for me to attend to him, I'll use that time to write this thing I have to write. Then after that, you know, you outline everything you have to do and delegate them to different times. Now, when you're able to do that, you can see clearly every single thing you want to do. You can see clearly every task that is ahead of you. You can see clearly what is your job to do. When you have so many of them and they becloud your head, you get confused. The problem is that sometimes you may even overlook some work, and you may not even know, if you can't see all of them clearly, that some work can be done easily, or you can delegate it to someone. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the next thing you do, beyond the fact that you should keep calm and not get bitter, is outline every task ahead of you. Now find out what concerns you and outline all of them. Then when you have done that, then there's another thing you have to do. Begin to look at those things. Check if there are things you think you have to do or work that are assigned to you that you don't have to do. Set it down and think through them clearly. Then eliminate those ones that you don't have to do. Eliminate those ones that are not necessary. Eliminate those ones that can wait. When you're able to do that, then you now have clearly the works that are ahead of you. That is when you can say for sure that this is the work that I'm meant to do. Do you understand that? Then beyond that, try and delegate some of the works. Find out the ones that somebody can do for you. You can call your gate man, for instance, to please go and pick your child in the school. You can call your sister, for instance, to go and pick your child in school. Because your sister and your gate man cannot come to write the report of sales within this last quarter of the month for you at work. That one is what nobody can do for you. So find out the ones somebody can do for you. Delegate it to them. Sometimes you have to give them tips for them to be able to do it. Sometimes you have to pay them. Do you understand? And that's where outsourcing comes in. If you're working for yourself alone and there are things, you have to do graphics. One of those things I noticed in this life, if you want to do, you must be patient, is editing audio. I'm going to do after recording this podcast. Number two is that if you are designing graphics, these are two things I've done and I found out, Jesus Christ, you need patience that is uncommon for you to be able to do this work and do it very well. So when you find out, I have plenty of things to write and I won't have time to finish writing and still do graphics, let me outsource this thing. Pay somebody to do that. Now, when you have delegated or outsourced, then the next thing you have to do to all of them is to monitor them. Call them and say, Hafa, have you done this? Hafa, what's keeping you? Hafa, you know, you check on them to be sure that they are doing it. If you don't check on them, you may be shocked to find out that, I have separated the work, shared the work, except that one person refused to do his own bit. Therefore, December will come and go, or your deadline will reach, and you find out their work is not yesterday. Get out this work and find out the ones you have to do for yourself. Take them one per time. Don't go and do all of them at the same time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Ask yourself, I will do this one between this time and this time. After that, you close that part and start another one. It helps you to concentrate while doing all of these things. And then let me tell you another thing. Now you know you have so many works in your hand and you have limited time. Eliminate all the distractions that may possibly come your way. Forget about chat for now. You may have to turn your phone off, turn your data off, or change your SIM. Yes, that one, I do it a lot. Sorry if you are listening to me and sometimes you come here and they say my number is not available. I have a line that most people don't have. Now, why I have to do that is that there are times I don't want to take anybody's call. I don't want to see a response to your WhatsApp message. I just want to be alone for like maybe a whole weekend or a whole week. And the reason is because maybe I have a lot of work to do or something like that and I need to concentrate to be able to do all of that. So what I'm saying is find out what works out for you and cut off all the distractions that may hinder you from being able to concentrate and do the work you have to do. What's the point I made today? There are times when we have so many tasks at hand and we have limited time. What a lot of people do is that they get confused and this confusion leads them to tension and they become bitter and the bitterness eventually spoils the whole work they even intend to do. However, there's a better response to this. Be calm. Yes, be calm. Outline all that you have to do, eliminate the ones you cannot do, delegate others and outsource them, then take time to monitor those who you have delegated your work to. Then take on one task per time, while ensuring that you cut off every distraction that will keep you from being able to focus and do the one you have to do.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojit.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojit World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.